He was the limitless wonder.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
City limits, baby.
I love you. I love you.
Like on Trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things. So,
why, thank you, Limits. Your endless compassion for your fellow Earthlings is deeply moving. I like that last one. I had forgotten about that.
Yes, don't forget about this one.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
That's your favorite
one. Yeah, that was great. If you could make that a staple of this. Listen, it's time for the Limitless Express, all aboard, as usual. We had an incident here yesterday. I don't know, about a month ago, Limits labeled one of Bob's opinions ridiculous, and it became very newsworthy because this was a young pup in the business taking on the godfather in Bob Pompiani, although God is a very God. God, I said.
You, yes. Bob, I'm not taking on God. Bob, no way.
You came pretty close. When it comes to Pittsburgh sports, you came pretty close. Bob is a gentle soul. Nothing like the godfather.
Very
characters.
Good man. He's been a very good man to me. He's been a great role model for me.
Oh, please. Yes, I know, but you took him on. You called his opinion ridiculous, and it became international news yesterday.
They were talking about it on Uranus, I heard.
That would be, yes, universal.
International, yeah. Yes, universal.
Little intern Dom, who's all grown up now. The topic, I mean, this was incredible. It was toward the end of the morning show. I did the morning show yesterday. And you'll hear around 9:45 a.m. I sound very tired, but this sure perked me up.
What about Tiger Woods?
No. Don't. Oh. I have to set it up, Limits.
I thought that was the setup. No, that wasn't the setup. I didn't even know what was going on. 5-yard penalty. Replay first down.
Perhaps I'm going on too long. Maybe that was your message to me.
No, I heard a pause and I was like, maybe that's a good spot. Usually we're in sync on these things. I apologize for my misjudgment.
So we're basically out of topics, and Shohei Ohtani had just been shown throwing 98 in batting practice and getting ready to hit. So the question was, is Shohei the greatest athlete of all time? Is he the greatest player in baseball history? And we started discussing it. Bob had already made an appearance just in the studio to say hello and was out in the hallway when he heard what transpired next and came charging in. Again, the topic here is Shohei Ohtani the greatest athlete of all time? You'll hear Dom weigh in and we go from there.
What about Tiger Woods?
That's a good one. Jack Nicklaus, some would say, is better than Tiger Woods.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Oh my God, you just did what Limits did. You've insulted Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
Yes, you did. He says Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods, and you just called him a moron.
Oh, well, then I guess Bob doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, my God. Limits said that Bob's opinion last week was ridiculous, and it became an international story.
That did get a
lot of... You just called Bob a moron.
No, I said that opinion is moronic.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, he
said anyone who says that is a moron, Browser. The idea of college is to get a job. You have one. Don't go back to college. Bob, Dom just called you a moron.
No, don't. Joe, you're not starting something. Not on Memorial Day.
He heard.
Go ahead.
I had high hopes for him.
Did you hear that, Bob?
What is moronic about that take?
Because Tiger Woods, and now listen, I will admit that I defer to you both on this, but I'm just telling you from my perspective, nobody dominated their sport the way Tiger dominated golf.
You are so young, Dom.
So young,
and
Bob.
And just because you saw what you saw doesn't mean what happened before you saw anything existed. It did exist.
Right.
He dominated.
The way Tiger dominated?
Better. More.
Better and more. He doubled down, Limits,
he
didn't
tripled
he?
Tripled down.
What do we make of this?
I think I'm off the hook, as you said to me yesterday.
I texted you immediately, Limits, you're off the hook.
I'm definitely off the hook because that was me clearly going at an opinion that Bob made, not Bob at all in general, not Bob the person, the opinion that Bob made, that was Dom calling Bob a moron.
It really was. I don't think he meant it at first because he said whoever, he didn't know that Bob had that opinion to be fair to intern Dom, he didn't know Bob held that opinion when he said anybody who has that opinion is a moron,
but
he had a chance to back off. Let's hear the whole thing again. I love the fact that you included me saying to intern Dom, what are you on the Carl Krauser plan? You're going back for your ninth year of college. And then Bob comes in. So you and I will just let this play, let people hear it, and they can decide for themselves how heavily indicted intern Dom is here.
All right, Ron.
What about Tiger Woods?
That's a good one. Jack Nicklaus, some would say, is better than Tiger Woods.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Oh, my God. You just did what Limits did. You've insulted Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
Yes, you did. He says Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods, and you just called him a moron.
Oh, then I guess Bob doesn't know what he's talking about, then, if that's what he's saying.
Oh, my God. Limits said that Bob's opinion last week was ridiculous, and it became an international story.
That did get a
you
lot of...
You just called Bob a moron.
No, I said that opinion is moronic.
Oh, no, you didn't. You said anyone who says that is a moron, Browser. The idea of college is to get a job. You have one. Don't go back to college. Bob, Dom just called you a moron.
No, don't. Joe, you're not starting something. Not on Memorial Day.
He heard.
Go ahead.
I had high hopes for him.
Did you hear that, Bob?
What is moronic about that take?
Because Tiger Woods, and now listen, I will admit that I defer to you both on this, but I'm just telling you from my perspective, nobody dominated their sport the way Tiger dominated golf.
You are so young, Dom.
So young,
and,
Bob.
And just because you saw what you saw doesn't mean what happened before you saw anything existed. It did exist.
Right.
He dominated.
The way Tiger dominated?
Better. More.
Better and more. I was egging that situation on. I'll readily admit that.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Your final take is what, on intern Dom?
My final take is me calling Bob's take ridiculous should never be brought up again, because Dom further exceeded that and went with a personal shot towards our man, Bob Pompiani.
I agree.
I think Dom is a nice man, but he went a little bit too far.
This has rendered your attack on Bob superfluous, if you will.
Hmm. Superfluous.
Wonderful word.
You're just really pulling out the Malzy thesaurus today, huh?
I am. Yeah. I think that overshadowed what you did by a trillion miles. I really do.
It just blew it out of this galaxy.
And intern Dom is going to have to live with that. However,
it was hit as hard as an O'Neill Cruz home run, 123 miles an hour off the bat.
I do like the fact that he doubled down, that he wasn't afraid. Both of you weren't afraid.
When Bob
came back at him, he went back at Bob. Did you like that? Do you admire that about intern Dom?
I do admire it from Dom, because, you know, he won't take you know what from anybody. So I appreciate that confidence that he has in himself. Dom is in no way lacking any confidence.
Is Dom going to be at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon?
I'm sure he will.
Who's going to get paired up together at that thing? I think, unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, my nephew is getting married in Canada. And we have to leave that Friday morning very early. However, I'll be on the air Thursday, and we'll stick around into Thursday night.
Nice.
And part of the fun of this is who you get partnered up with for either a segment or two, a show or two.
It's typically an hour.
Yeah. I'm hoping Malzy for an hour. I think that's an annual event, maybe a little quiz show.
That'll definitely happen.
What would be some other interesting combinations? What would you like to hear?
I want to see hear Crowley and Malzy. I feel like that would be entertaining.
That would be good. Me and Crowley, I think, would be fun together. Although the last time me and him were on the air together, he went off on a tangent about how we once pooped in the ocean, which I didn't really want to hear.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that. I think Donnie and Doran would be a good combo.
Interesting.
Yeah, that'd be fun radio.
I've worked, I think, with every single one of those guys. The little known fact, Pony and I did some post-game Steeler shows a long time ago.
Really?
Yes. Way back at the beginning. I had forgotten about it till Pony reminded me. Obviously, I worked with Malzy for years, much to his regret. Crowley and I have done a show or two together. Not many. Doran and I used to do pregame stuff over at Acrisure, then called Heinz Field. Who else is on the air here? Donnie and I obviously do Donnie Football Fridays, me and you, me and Dom. I don't know that there's anybody that could show up that I haven't done shows with.
Yeah, I've produced the morning show. I used to do that a lot before being here. And you know what I've done some of the PM guys. I've produced that a little bit.
Right. You know who I think would be electric together?
Who's that?
You and Malzi.
Really?
That would be a great show because there's the undercurrent of hostility there, I believe. Mm,
it's the early onset Malzi disease against the Malzi disease.
Exactly. I think that would be a great show. I think Pony and Dom, an all Syracuse show, would be pretty good. You agree with that?
That would really stroke a fire, I think, in everyone.
I think that would be really good.
I would like to be paired up with Crowley at some point. I think that would be fun. And who I once dubbed my radio mentor.
Donnie and Crowley would also be good.
Yes.
The Donnie and Crowley show, I think, would be wonderful. Well, that's part of the fun. So we'll see. Do we get our choice or are we told what we're doing?
I think we can suggest, but I think we are mostly told what it's going to be. But I mean, you and Malzi will definitely be for an hour.
Yeah, that has to, for old time's sake, that has to happen.
I'm sure Pony and Crowley will be on for an hour.
That's always a good show.
Yeah. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of those. What you can expect to happen is going to be the case. And then I'm sure there'll be a couple of curveballs. Like
couple
maybe
surprises.
Maybe Callis and Dom will be one of the overnight shows.
Callis and Dom would be incredible. Yes.
That would be a good show to hear for an hour. That'd be entertaining.
All right. Any other items in the Limitless Express here? What's going on around the NFL? Anything big?
There's a couple of things. One thing that I wanted to touch on in college football, though, first, is Greg Sankey on NCAA governance proposal via Yahoo Sports.
SEC commissioner,
that's
yes.
That's correct. I have people in my room asking, why are we still in the NCAA?
Yeah, man. him and the Big Ten. The SEC and Big Ten are going a little bit rogue here. They want a playoff where they have four spots guaranteed each.
It's a lot.
For the SEC and Big Ten. They're starting to wield their power. And when he starts saying stuff like that, I think we're going to look back on it as the seeds being planted for a super conference.
I agree. It's probably ultimately going to happen where it's basically like the Big Ten is the AFC and the SEC is like the NFC.
Yeah, and then you add a couple teams here and there, and that's where it becomes troublesome and problematic and worrisome for Pitt and West Virginia. Like, if it's 40 teams, I don't know. Yeah. What if it's less than that?
Like, what happens to Pitt in that occurrence? And we know that Pitt is having some financial issues. How would they be able to find a way to even buy their way into this if they need it? Same thing with West Virginia. Like, it's concerning, man, for those two schools.
And it might not happen at all, the Super Conference.
I hope it doesn't.
But I'm sorry, momentum tells me it will happen sooner than we think. I see an NFL note here. Joey Bosa likely out till camp with a calf injury.
Yeah, I was about to bring that one up.
This is a disaster.
Calf injury.
Yeah. That was a horrible signing. What's next?
Also wanted to throw in there, Kirk Cousins on the Steelers' radar, Joe? Jeremy Fowler on ESPN had this to say about Cousins and the Steelers.
I would say Kirk Cousins. I mean, I had some conversations with people this week to lead me to believe that Cousins is at the very least on the Steelers' radar if something were to fall through on Rodgers. Now, here's how they could make that happen. Cousins has $37.5 million in guarantees between this year and next year. Somebody's on the hook for that, whether it's Atlanta or someone else. So to facilitate a trade, Atlanta would need a team to offset some of that money, whether it's $4 million, $20 million, whatever it is. But the feeling around the league is that Atlanta has not been willing to budge on this. They haven't shown a lot of interest in trading Cousins. It would take a hefty price tag for another team to wiggle that out. As one source told me, if they were willing to take a small percentage, like let's say $7 or $8 million of that money, a deal would be done by now. There was interest earlier in the offseason. Right now, Pittsburgh might be the only hope for Cousins, or he's sort of stuck in Atlanta.
That's on ESPN. The Falcons are the ones not budging? What? Don't you think they'd want to get as much money off the books as they can?
Just please, no. And I don't believe it. I will be shocked if it were to come to that. First of all, I think that Rodgers is going to be here eventually. Secondly, why would you throw any money at all at Kirk Cousins? I think Mason Rudolph is a better option. And I don't even think he's a good option, mind you, is a better option than a late-stage Kirk Cousins. Did you see that guy? Last year.
Did you see that 5-interception game he had?
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
He was bad. Like He's been broken.
He's Jake Delhomme at this point.
I've been a Kirk Cousins defender at some points. There's no defending him anymore. He's done. Like he is on the he's on 18 walking off the hole. Like, he's done. His career's over.
That would be really embarrassing. And I don't think it's going to happen. But, man,
no,
the fact that Fowler is hearing anything like that is frightening. Anything else, Limits, before we get to Sean Gentile?
The Pirates have announced that against the Texas Rangers next month on the 22nd, a 135 first pitch, that they are giving away a Paul Skeens Superman bobblehead, but you need a special ticket required to be able to get it.
What does that mean?
So I guess you have to go on their website and go under a special ticketing plan to
That sounds very complicated.
It does sound very complicated. So it's not like the first 30,000 or whatever.
They should run a contest where a fan can hit on Paul Skeens pitching night, so maybe the team will score a run and he can get a win. How about that? Like our contest.
Yeah.
Like the Malzi contest. Let's see if a fan or two could get in a game and take a couple swings or lay down a sacrifice bunt that doesn't go right to the pitcher.
Well, Adam Frazier can't bunt, so maybe they can find somebody that can.
He is starting to hit, though, isn't he?
He is starting to hit the ball really well in the last week. Plus.
So what? It's too late.
I know.
The season's done. Him and Tommy Pham were both horrible signings. It's nice that he's starting to hit lately. The season was over by the time he started.
I have one more
Tommy
for you.
Pham just is mind-boggling. How he's still here. How do you keep him here, Limits? Canario, meanwhile, is interesting to me, becoming interesting. Horwitz, even though his numbers aren't great, he started a great double play yesterday, by the way. Did you see that?
He did, yes. Greg Brown was very excited about that double play.
So was I. And I think he's going to give you professional at-bats. That might not be saying much, but it's saying more than what they've had. Yesterday, here's a question for you, Limits.
Sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt the Limitless Express.
That's okay. It happens every day.
How many times have the Pirates put out a lineup where everybody's batting at least 200? It happened yesterday.
That's a great question.
And when I saw the lineup flash on the television screen, I said, wait, have they done that even once? Fielded a lineup where everybody's batting at least 200?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It could have happened the day before, you know, somewhere in there. But as long as Tommy Pham was in a lineup, it wasn't happening.
Or Jared Triello in the lineup.
Right.
Or Davis.
Or tons of guys. I would love to know the answer to that question, and I would love for you to spend time researching it. How many times, and by the way, by the end of the game, they had barely qualified because Horwitz went down to an even 200, and Brian Reynolds is at something like 209. And that's a topic for later in the show after Gentile, is the $170 million men. Brian Reynolds and Ke'Bryan Hayes have gone a long ways toward detonating this season. That's $170 million of nothing they've gotten offensively this year. And as much as anything else, you want to point to reasons why the Pirates' season is basically done as far as competing for anything important. You tell me you're starting with those two. I don't know that I disagree, but we'll talk about that coming up first. Sean Gentile, are the Penguins ever going to hire a coach? And what does he make of the conference finals here? We'll talk to Sean next of The Athletic. Cloudy today, temperatures feeling like the 50s. High of Jaromir Jagr with a 65% chance of rain. So I guess it's a good thing the Pirates are in Arizona. Fan weather. Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, did you order a pizza yet? I'm hungry.
I did not, but somebody else did for us.
All right, I'll buy it.
That's what I told this person.
I know you did.
I know.